Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Maaseh Daf Lamed Vav, and we are starting near the bottom of the Amud with Halacha Dalid and a Vilna source of daf on Chaf Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Leila Nishmas Mar Shmir Masar Bas Rabbi Yaakov Maisha. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And the Mishnah tells us Kuzbar coriander Shazara Lazera. He planted it for its seed, so Yarka Pater. The leafy part of it is Pater from Maaseh because leafy part is not considered Chashuv. He only wants the seed. However, Zara LeYarek, if he planted it for the greens for the leafy part, then Miss Aser Zera VeYarek, he has to take Maaseh off of the seed and the leafy part, because the seeds are always considered chashuv. Onto other types, Rabbi Lezer Amar, he tells us, Hashaves, Dil, Misaseres, Zera, Viyarek, Vizirim, one has to take Maaseh off of the seed, the leafy part, and the stalk. That's because all these parts are considered chashuv. The Chacham say that no, Enem is Aser, Zera, Viyarek, El Hasha Chalayim, Hagagar, Belvad. The only things that need to have Maaseh taken off, both the seed and the leafy part, is Shachalayim and Gagar. Lamed Vavon Bez on top, Rabbi Gamliel Amar, he tells us, Tomorrow, Shal Tiltam, Shal Chardov, Shal Pul Halavan, Chayavis, Maaseh. The buds of fenugreek, mustard and white bean are chayiv and maaser because they're considered chashuv. Rabbi Lezer says hatslaf when dealing with the caper bush. This aser tamaros v'avyonos v'kafras. The buds, berries, and the husks, the shells, all need to have maaser taken off of them. However, Rabbi Kiva says enim aser el avyonos. The only things that need to have maaser taken off are the berries m'pnei shein pri because they're a pri. All the other things aren't a pri, even though they're edible. They're still not considered a pri, so they don't have maaser taken off of them. And the Gemara begins discussing the first part of the Mishnah where we said that if a person planted coriander for the Zera just for its seed, so the yarek, the leafy part, is pater from Maaseh. Now Chizkiya says, Kivin shalakan imena shtayim shalash murios bav machshav es yarek. If he decides that he actually wants the green, meaning he planted it for its Zera, for its seed, and then afterwards he's like, you know what, I actually want the leafy part. So if he picked two or three murios, meaning he picked two or three batches of greens showing he wants the leafy part, so that's considered to be in the machshava of yarek, that he wants the yarek, and therefore he'd be chayv to take Maaseh off of the green. And afal inyan hazera kein, it's the same way with the Zera. Let's say he planted it Dafka for its Yarek, but then he changed his mind and he only wanted it to be Zara. So Kivin Shemana Mimena Shtayim Shalosh Murios Baal Machshavas HaZara. Once he withholds two or three batches and he doesn't pick the greens, that shows that he only wants the Zara, and now the greens are not Chayv and Maaseh. Now continue to talk about his coriander, and before we move on, let's just remind ourselves that in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle, we take Maaseh Sheni off, and in years 3 and 6, we take off Maaseh Ani. Another thing we have to remember is that when something is planted for its seed, we look at when it reached a third of its growth. Whatever year reaches that stage in, that's what type of maaser it's chayav in. As opposed to if he wants it for its greens, for the leafy part, so then it goes basar lekita when he picks it. Now knowing that, the Gemara tells us, zara lezara, let's say he planted the coriander for its seed, misaseres l'sha'avar. We take maaser based off of the previous year, meaning if it reached a third of its growth in the second year, even though it was only picked in its third year, we don't take maaser ani off, we take maaser sheni off, because it reached a third of its growth in the second year, which is chayav in maaser sheni. Whereas zara leyarek, if he planted it for its greens, then Misaseres Laba. He takes Maaseh off based off of the next year. Even if it grew completely in the second year, if he picked it in the third year, we're going to take Maaseh Ani off because we go Basar Lakita. Now let's say Zara Lazara Uliyarek, he planted it for its seed and for the greens. Aisha Zara Lazara V'acha Chishav Uliyarek, he planted it only for its seed, and then he decided, you know what, I want the greens as well. So then Maaseh Mizara El Yarka, Miyarka El Zara, he can take Maaseh from the seed onto the greens or from the greens onto the seed because they all have the same din. However, it really depends. Vishalakan Mimenal Fnei Rosh Hashanah, that's only if he picked it before Rosh Hashanah of the second year. So in everything, both the seed and the green, is Chayav in Maaseh Sheni. Avol Mlakat Mimenal La'acha Rosh Hashanah, but if he picked it after Rosh Hashanah, and we're in the third year already, Zara Misasal Sha'avar, so the seed has Maaseh taken off based on the previous year, which is Maaseh Sheni because it grew a third of its growth in the second year, whereas Yarka Misasal B'Shasal Gitasa Yisurai. The greens have Maaseh taken off of them based off when they were picked, which is in the third year, and that's Maaseh Ani. However, for the qualification of this, Lam Tzayin Omed Alf on top, Ukshehevi Shlish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, this is only if it grew a third before Rosh Hashanah, and then it continued growing into the next year, and he picked in the next year. Avol Mehevi Shlish La'acha Rosh Hashanah, if it only grew a third anyway after Rosh Hashanah, so Bein Zara, Bein Yarka, Misaser Laba, both the seed and the Yarek are going to have Maaseh taken off based off of the next year, which is the third year, Maaseh Ani, because it didn't grow a third of its growth in the second year. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.